An informed patriotism is what we want. And are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world? Those of us who are over 35 or so years of age grew up in a different America. We were taught very directly what it means to be an American. And we absorbed almost in the air a love of country and an appreciation of its institutions. If you didn't get these things from your family, you got them from the neighborhood, from the father down the street who fought in Korea, or the family who lost someone at Anzio. Or you could get a sense of patriotism from school. And if all else failed, you could get a sense of patriotism from the popular culture. The movies celebrated democratic values and implicitly reinforced the idea that America was special. TV was like that, too, through the mid-60s. But now we're about to enter the 90s, and some things have changed. Younger parents aren't sure that an unambivalent appreciation of America is the right thing to teach modern children. And as for those who create the popular culture, well-grounded patriotism is no longer the style. Our spirit is back, but we haven't re-institutionalized it. We've got to do a better job of getting across that America is freedom. Freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of enterprise, and freedom is special and rare. It's fragile. It needs production. So we've got to teach history based not on what's in fashion, but what's important. Why the pilgrims came here, who Jimmy Doolittle was, and what those 30 seconds over Tokyo meant. You know, 4 years ago, on the 40th anniversary of D-Day, I read a letter from a young woman writing to her late father, who had fought on Omaha Beach. Her name was Lisa Zanatta Henn, and she said, "We will always remember, we will never forget what the boys of Normandy did." Well, let's help her keep her word. If we forget what we did, we won't know who we are. I'm warning of an eradication of that, of the American memory that could result ultimately in an
I'm
going to
stop it right there
history.
Because he said among the most important things he ever said, if we don't know who we are. Well, hasn't that what the public education system of the country has really done? Is it tried to take away the memory of who we are and not reinstitutionalize it, what we've done here? This is a proud nation. This is a nation that has accomplished more than any other nation in the history of the world. And I want you to think about that. In the long history of civilization, our 250 years have been the most consequential in the long history of the world. And yet we have an education system that you and I pay taxes to, an ungodly amount of taxes, an evil amount of taxes, putting some people out of their homes, and they aren't reinstitutionalizing this knowledge. And why is that? So they can get our children to believe things that aren't true, so they can hate their country. That's what the American public education system has become. They are more worried about a boy being in a girl's bathroom or a girl's locker room or defeating a girl on the field of athletics than they are teaching about the greatness of the country. That's the American educational system. It saddens me to say it. It breaks my heart to think it. But it's still true. And until we do something about it by electing better people to this country's government, people who actually love America, then we're going to continue to have this degradation in our society. We're going to have streets blocked in Los Angeles by people flying Mexican flags. We're going to have buildings where American flags are taken down, torn down, and stomped on, and replaced by Palestinian flags in Washington, D.C., at Union Station. In the old days, that would not have been allowed to happen. And in that same demonstration by the pro-Palestinian crowd, they dragged police officers on the sidewalk. There's video of it everywhere. And yet somehow the American court system couldn't find a way to punish those terrorists. That's not America. That's some convoluted Twilight Zone America that the progressive people in this country have been allowed to enact because most normal people can't be bothered to speak up and stand up. That's the truth. Reagan nailed it, and that was 1989. Dr. Michael Champion is here, Brad Dyer and Deedee Richardson, the birthday girl. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And what you said is absolutely true, and it's so scary to see what's happening. I just saw a report a day or two ago that they want to take George Washington's picture off of the Washington State flag because, I don't know, racism or something like
could
that.
Could you believe that? The father of the country, he was the first great American before there was an America.
Right. And honestly, when we talk about our nation's capital, I tend to refer to it as D.C. because I don't think it deserves to bear the name of George Washington. I mean, it absolutely disgusting. And when you have these history deniers, these revisionists, I mean, they've gone insane. I mean, pulling down every statue that's more than 100 years old because the person was obviously a racist because he was white and lived 100 years ago or 200 years ago. It's insane. I mean,
they pulled down statues, Doc, in D.C., paid for by former slaves of Lincoln.
Right.
Yeah, I was emancipating a slave.
Yeah, I was going to get to
it
that.
Looked like it's, he was bowing to him. That's what they were all
right.
Up over.
I mean, right. It was. I mean, I
well,
don't.
Hang on,
I don't.
Hang on. You just made a point, Brad. They was bowing to him. If I had been a slave all of my life, and some guy came along
him.
And emancipated me, I might have hit my knee and thank God for that.
They were
because
they were honoring him. They
because
were
evil had taken
bowing.
Over.
Yeah. Right. Right. Well, I mean, you look at it, and they're imposing, you know, modern day stuff on stuff that happened in a very different time.
It's an ignorance of history.
I don't defend it because, you know, the Confederate stuff, I mean, leave it out there as a reminder so it doesn't happen again.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, slavery was wrong. And
you know why they do this, though? And I thought about it. It's because the Democrat history has been nothing but enslavement, secession, segregation. They're trying socialism now. Now they've just gone to bat blank crazy.
Right. Right.
And I mean, they don't want their history out there. But that is the Democratic history.
They're trying
Andy
to sanitize
Jackson,
it. Yeah.
Andy Jackson was a Democrat. Yeah. Andy Jackson was a Democrat. What do we know him for? We know him for a lot of things. But what is one of the worst things?
$20
the
bill.
The Trail of Tears.
Right.
Yeah.
The Trail of Tears. They don't want all that history out there.
Right.
Because if the American people knew the history of the Democratic Party, they would abolish it for being evil.
Right. But thing is, when you do those man on the street interviews that Jesse Waters and other people do, all the racist stuff, that's Republican. I'm like, really? The Republican Party was founded to get rid of slavery.
Exactly. But it's because the Democrats have the best propaganda machine in the world, known as the American media.
Right. But fortunately, it's crumbling.
Let's hope.
It's crumbling at this point, and it has to. When you see the talking points, and when you see the exact same words being parroted on every national cable outlet, but then even on local news. I mean, you see a montage, you know, Media Research Center will do a montage. And even the local news channels get these talking point memos and they parrot it. But with the new media, with X and podcasters, I mean, they don't have a monopoly anymore. In fact, I mean, what's MSDNC's audience? What's CNN's audience at
CNN
this point?
CNN and MSDNC combined do not do half of what, say, a Gutfeld or the Five does.
Right.
They don't even do half.
Right. And
but,
again.
But the point is, though, is that you still have people like Janet Mills. I mean, what is Janet Mills' personal legacy now? Because she's governor. She sought this job. Abort babies till birth. Be a transgender sanctuary where you ignore the rights of parents and allow children to come in from other states. She has ordered law enforcement to stand down so they can trans kids from other states because, well, it's not enough that we trans our own kids. She is fighting for boys to be in girls' locker rooms, to be in girls' bathrooms, and to be in girls' sports.
Yeah.
That's her legacy.
And the windmills and the solar panels.
What did she do? When she has to stand before the Almighty and he says, "What did you do, Janet? How did you treat my people?" Well, Lord, I overspent. and I overtaxed and things didn't get better. I took from people who did not have and made their lives more difficult. And then I told them they were bad people if they complained about it. And then, Lord, I got rid of as many babies as I could by allowing the worst abortion bill in the world of any nation that has abortion bills. And then I decided, Lord, you didn't know what you were doing when you created these children. They knew better and I knew better. So I have told them it's okay and we will pay for their ability to change their gender. Because God, you didn't know what you did when you made the child. I did because I was an elected person. That will be her legacy before the Almighty.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't care who's... I don't care what defense attorney she gets. Of course,
she has the best defense attorney in the history of the world, known as Jesus Christ.
Right. Well.
But she has to repent for what she's done, and she has too much arrogance to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
God will forgive her for all of it, but she has to ask him for it.
Right. It would be nice if she could kind of make it good.
And anybody that's offended by what I just said, then you don't care about truth, because everything I just said is backed up in law. She did it. She's the greatest spender in Maine history. She is the greatest taxer in Maine history. And that is before the new taxes that she's proposing go into place. She has wrecked the state that we love by any standard of measure. She has sought to abort children before they're born. If they happen to make it out, then she does not protect them. 250 kids have died since 2007 in state oversight and state care. And if they get into school and they happen to have a disability, well, by God, the federal government had to come in with the Inspector General's report and force us to sign a consent decree to provide these children with the services. What the hell has she done with all this money if she can't help children?
Well, and don't forget, she tried to abolish freedom of speech, freedom of religion. She tried to take away our First Amendment during the COVID lockdown. She was a tyrant.
And somebody said to me the other day, I can't believe you say this stuff, Ray Richardson. She saved lives. I said, really? How'd she save lives? She said, because the governor was judicious in COVID. I said, well,
really?
First of all, number one, nowhere in the Constitution does she have the authority she used. And number two, if she saved lives, why didn't she save all of them? Why did she pick and choose? And the person did not know what to say because there's no answer to what I just said.
WLOB Portland, WLOBradio.com, and 100.5 WLOB.
Hamas hands over more hostages. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. And there were cheers in the crowd in Gaza as Hamas handed over to the Red Cross four coffins to be given to Israel containing the bodies of hostages the militants claim were killed in an Israeli airstrikes, including a mother and her two young children.
It comes more than 500 days after the horrific attack in Israel on October 7th, 2023. The official identification process of the four slain Israelis is expected to take several hours. On Saturday, Hamas is expected to release six living hostages.
That's Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. President Trump may meet with Russia's leader Vladimir Putin later this month, days after U.S. talks with Russia to end the war in Ukraine that Ukraine was not invited to. President Volodymyr Zelensky objected to that. President Trump calls him a dictator.
He refuses to have elections. He's low in the real Ukrainian polls. I mean, how can you be high with every city is being demolished? It's hard to be high. Somebody said, oh, no, his polls are good. Give me a break.
And though Russia invaded Ukraine, the president has suggested, like Putin, that Ukraine started it. Zelensky says President Trump is living in a Russian disinformation space. The FBI may get a new director today. The Senate expected to confirm Kash Patel, who Democrats oppose, but Republicans can outvote them. And in the Trump administration push to slash federal spending considered waste, fraud, or abuse, the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Scott Turner, just told Fox.
And we will cut $4 million in DEI-focused contracts. This is money that should go to serve the American people.
And more layoffs are coming, targeting probationary federal employees recently hired. Multiple reports have the IRS ready to cut 6,000 jobs. And Fox's Brooke Singman reports.
President Trump is on board with the idea of sending out dividend checks to taxpayers using the money DOGE has saved.
By going after the waste and fraud and abuse and all of the other things that are happening, I think it's a great idea.
One idea is to send $5,000 checks to us. America's.
This Channel 8 newscast is brought to you by Cup of Joe's, 305 Route 1 in Yarmouth. They roast their beans on site, so you have the best, freshest cup of coffee possible. Their baked goods are amazing, and their people are better. Find out more at cupofjoes.com.
Hey, good morning here on this Thursday, February 20th. I'm Terry Stackhouse. Here are Maine's total coverage headlines from Channel 8. At least 8 employees are fired from Acadia National Park. It happened last Friday. This comes as the Trump administration has fired about 100 employees from national parks across the country. Senator Angus King, who is a member of the Senate Parks Subcommittee, calls that short-sighted. A new Pine Tree poll from the University of New Hampshire finds that a majority of Mainers find Elon Musk's role in the government is inappropriate. 38% believe it is appropriate. That same poll showing fewer Mainers are against the Department of Government Efficiency at only 47%. A citizen initiative to require photo ID for voters in Maine is now on its way to the November ballot. More than 170,000 signatures were turned into the Secretary of State's office for review last month. That initiative will now move on to the Maine legislature.